Welcome to Tiger Bites, the Tiger Tactics podcast, where we ask 10 questions of leading attorneys in the United States about what drives their firm forward. Today, your host is Billy Tarasio.
Hello, and welcome to the Tiger Bites podcast. Today, I am so excited to have with us Chris White. Chris, how are you doing today?
Fantastic, Billy.
I'm so excited to have you here because you have such an interesting role in your law firm. And before we get started, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about your firm?
We are a rural practice located in the heart of Ohio, in between the Columbus metropolitan area and the Cleveland-Akron metropolitan area, smack dab in the northernmost Appalachian County in the state, and also the single largest population of Amish in the country. And so we focus our practice at general practice needs while amplifying special interests inside those communities. For instance, we do energy practice, which is a very specialized area of practice, and help landowners as they advocate against oil and gas companies. Currently, Holmes County is our base, Millersburg, Ohio, being the county seat, but we service regularly 24 counties and have two other offices branching out into southeastern Ohio.
I'm so excited to talk to you because I talk to a lot of lawyers, but you are one of the only lawyers that I know that has a robust rural general practice. And do you think there's something unique about you or your firm or your circumstances that allows that?
I like to say yes. I'm the biggest cheerleader for our firm. Mm-hmm. So I firmly am, you know, an advocate for us and look at the uniqueness of what we have. It goes back, I think, to my partner, who's also my father. He was at what in Ohio is called a common pleas court judge, which would do domestic relations, criminal law, you know, any of those felony level work. And he was that for 21 years here in our county. And he retired, we opened up the practice together, and he brings a wealth of legal information to our team that just spans so many different disciplines that allows us to really service folks in a multitude of different ways. And so a rural practice is unique, and this is something that has been in the ABA several times, has been in the news several times, that the rural marketplaces in and of themselves are encountering a bit of a legal access to legal justice issue. Mm-hmm. Many of the aging boomers that were practicing are phasing out with no ready successors. Case in point, we're looking at a county south of us for expanding into putting an office down there. We did a demographic research, and from the ages of 18 to 65, folks above the poverty line, the ratio of attorneys in private practice to those folks was 1,200 to one.
Oh my gosh.
And in the next five years, we've been talking and discussing the reason we've been asked to come down there is in the next 5 years, five to six of those 11 attorneys are looking to retire. Mm-hmm. They're in the 65 plus range. So you'd be looking at a population that would go to maybe 2,400 to one, as much as 3,000 to one, in having access to legal justice. And much of what is near and dear to our hearts in being part of the rural communities is how we build a network of attorneys that can practice in a general practice way in a rural environment, meeting the simple needs of I love you wills, or yes, we can transfer your property, or we can do a transfer on death designation for something you might need, to being also, yes, we understand you entered into a contract to sell your business, and it's a unique contract whereby you were going to work for them for years, and now things aren't working out, and we can do litigation on your behalf, to going toe-to-toe with national oil and gas companies to represent landowners' interests as we try and balance the scales there. So we were able to mix this in a market that has increasing need and increasingly sophisticated need that is not always going met, and in some places is actually moving in the opposite direction where it's getting more and more unmet. Mm-hmm. So I think our practice, with a combination of the experience that we bring to the table, the people I plugged into the team since we've been growing, and the realities of the market, as it is shrinking, the legal service market and the rural markets has primed us to be in a place where we can go out and help meet the needs of our communities in both general and special ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty incredible. And I think you've talked about really a unique opportunity and a unique challenge. Today, I want to explore with you how you've developed your vision, especially with your father as your partner, and then how you've executed that vision.
Yeah, working with family is always an interesting time. I was glad that we entered into practice together. He had retired, mm-hmm. and we entered in together. So unlike entering into so many rural practices where the son comes back, he enters into the way dad's been doing it mm-hmm. for 30 years. We were able to make it new mm-hmm. together. And so we explored many of the options that are available in the marketplace now, such as cloud-based storage, you know, using client management systems outside of the local databases, not having a server and running everything through the cloud, you know, and what that introduced to us was the ability to be flexible and malleable and responsive to the changing marketplace. And as we saw that need arise, we kind of cast a vision, and we spent time with our team about 24 months ago, really working hard on exactly what that vision is. And we broke it down, and this is just one of our bylines, is that we see our job in the local communities to build courage, inspire hope, create peace, and seek justice where we can. And as we try and craft that vision into our mission of what do we want to accomplish as a firm, because of what I've already talked about with the needs in the market, because of the amount of attorneys retiring and leaving, and the legal desert that's happening in some places in rural America, we would hope that we can take our model and our culture and the partnership and values that we've built into it to provide best-in-class legal services in every rural community in Ohio in the next 10 years. That doesn't mean necessarily we'll have an office, because that's not necessary anymore in the mobile world that we are, but that we're accessible mm-hmm. to people. And rural Ohio, and maybe even beyond by that time, so that we can continue to meet those needs in a way that we feel is meaningful and helpful to the community.
Mm-hmm. Chris, how old is your firm?
Let's see, that would be 9 years old.
Okay.
So, we started in February of 2010.
Okay. All right. And you said that you went through this exercise 24 months ago. So before that, did you not have kind of a structured vision in place?
No, we did not. It was more, you know, as an entrepreneur and as an attorney and trying to balance those two things, it was catch as catch can. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, is making mistakes hand over fist, because they don't teach us in law school mm-hmm. how to run a business. Mm-hmm. And as much as, you know, we like to have the white gloves of being a legal practice, we're in a business. Mm-hmm. And there were a lot of decisions, a lot of choices, and quite honestly, a whole skill set that I did not have at my fingertips. And so we refined that. And over the course of the past 9 years, it's gone from just Tom and I to now there's 18 of us, including an ops team that I've invested in to bring that skill set in-house with me, to bring a CFO in from a financial planning sector who, quite honestly, to brag on her a bit, I'd put her up against almost anybody else when it comes to understanding law firm finances,
wow.
to bringing in a human resources director who is vested in our culture and loves our people and really works hard to make sure that they're healthy. Each of our staff has an ippy-dippy, we call it, an individual professional development plan, so that each of them can be pursuing their goals inside of who we are as a firm, to having my IT and infrastructure executive assistant who takes care of all the digital realm in which we operate, as well as our physical realm, because the rural practice does, in some places, you have to land someplace. So she maintains all of those physical places where we do land, to just, you know, about the time we were coming up with our vision, I hired a public relations director who is doing amazing work. You know, because of him, we have a net promoter score in the mid-80s, and he's actively promoting our firm across our region. And, you know, more than that, he's engaged right now getting his master's in business administration and marketing, so he can continue to take our firm to the next step and continue to develop that. This team that I surrounded myself with is the reason we are where we are, because they have brought skill sets that I just did not have, nor did I have time to develop while I'm trying to practice and grow a business, and now trying to expand that brand. Mm-hmm. So we made a ton of mistakes before we reached the point of having a vision. And we've made some mistakes since, but nothing near that degree, because I have an amazing group of people I work with.
Okay, we need to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors, and then I want to hear about how you knew when it was time to hire these various positions, because I know that that's an issue that a lot of lawyers face, is knowing when to hire and what they need next. So you can think about that while we hear just another word from our sponsors. The Tiger Tactics team had a heavy presence at one of the best legal marketing and firm building conferences in the country, Max Law Con 19. Next year's conference is expected to be even bigger and better. Get more information about Max Law Con by going to MaximumLawyer.com. If your law firm feels out of control or you don't know how to achieve growth and predictability, you need to know about Modern Law Practice. Modern Law Practice is designed to optimize law firms with coaching and implementation of best practices of everything from technology to data to financial modeling, culture, management, and more. Don't wait for your firm to start bringing you peace and prosperity. Contact modernlawpractice.com today. And finally, successful lawyers are a different breed. Successful lawyers spend their time and think differently than everyone else, and they recognize they need other people to succeed, others who are doing bigger, better, and faster things than they are. No lawyers get ahead in this world without help. And it isn't self-help we need, it's help from others. The Mastermind Experience by attorney John Fisher will give you the opportunity to be in a group of like-minded, achievement-oriented lawyers who dramatically leverage each other's successes to do things that would otherwise be impossible. For more information, go to mastermindexperience.com. So, Chris, tell me, how did you know who to hire and when?
With a great transparency and honesty, I was fed up. That was the impetus, and that was the starting point for moving towards a team. And I think frustration does bear out oftentimes innovation inside of a entity or a business. And I was fed up with, one, not doing well at what I was doing and having a sense that there was a better way to do this. And two, just realizing I don't want to do everything that my team is now doing. It was not meaningful to me. It was not giving life. It was not energizing. It was just taking from me. And like so many entrepreneurs, you know, you feel like you open up a vein and you just start feeding this business. And it just takes and takes and takes from you. I finally got to a point where I said, I don't want to do that anymore. I want this thing to give back to me. I wanted to give back to my family. I wanted to create a legacy for us. And so that's where the impetus to create the team came out of, a very self-focused, very, you know, narrow frustration that actually has blossomed into an amazing opportunity for our firm and is creating opportunity consistently inside the firm. And so the first place I turned was to the hiring, actually. We have an HR person who kind of, she's been walking in slowly here with us and hopefully coming full time, but very engaged with us over the past 5 years of helping find the right people that fit our culture, that bring the skill sets and abilities that we need to succeed. And so that was the first place I turned, was how do I find these people? And okay, finding the person to help me find the people was the first step.
Okay, so you engaged an HR person, but it wasn't as a full-time employee.
Right.
Okay, so how...
Right, and she will be. She will be a full-time employee coming up here, but yeah, she was just available to us as, and here's the thing, she was not a trained human resources person. She was a person I pulled in who understood our culture, and got what was going on. And we have, some of your listeners and some of your people you interact with, they're in urban marketplaces, which means you have a dearth of ability to pull in people who are trained and experienced. In a rural marketplace, those people aren't present as easily. So hiring and finding these great people takes a lot of time. And sometimes it's a choice for culture over skill, because skill can be taught. And knowledge can be taught. Where you fit with culture is just not always something that is something that happens. So yeah, she was not full time with me. She was just as needed and helped get things. And as she took over the hiring process from me, we've had less turnover. Mm-hmm. It was amazing seeing what happens when you have somebody who's a filter between you, the person who's the visionary and draws out the best from people, and realizing they can't give that every single day. They're giving that during an interview. And so having her just interview people and hire people, we have so much less turnover. And then the first full-time person I hired for the ops team was my financial officer. And that is, for anybody who's run their business on their own for a number of years, I'm sure they'd feel the same way. You feel like, you know, the emperor's naked at that point in time, because somebody who comes in to look at your finances has the ability to say, this is where you screwed up. Mm-hmm. And you're really laying things bare. And it takes some humility and takes swallowing some pride. And she spent some time setting things right that I had set into motion that weren't. Nothing, thankfully, illegal or tax, brought any tax consequences, but still processes and procedures and understanding of how finances work that I just didn't have. And it took her almost a year to get systems in place that would help us run better and run where we are. After that, it was IT and infrastructure, because we just have gigabytes of information being uploaded every day and going back and forth. And we needed to manage that in a way that was easily accessible and everybody understood what was going on across our entire market, wherever we were. And then finally, the full-time hire of the PR director, which should have been earlier. We should have done that. There is nothing understating about having somebody whose job is to focus on promoting your practice, because we've gone from having, you know, maybe 20-30 intakes a month to having regularly 75 intakes a month with a 2/3 to 3/4 closure rate on those, which is pretty good when you're having a wide range of practice areas like we do, where not everybody's going to find the right fit the first time they come to us, but doing an amazing job and ramping up our practice in ways that I personally never thought was possible before.
Chris, unfortunately, we are out of time, but we could talk for so long about this. What you've done in your firm is pretty darn incredible. Thank you for sharing just a little bit of it with us today.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll have you on another time.
Thanks, Billy.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Tiger Bites, the Tiger Tactics podcast. If you have read Tiger Tactics and want to be a guest, please visit Amazon.com to leave a review, or go to TigerTacticsBook.com to join our mailing list.